You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, GH fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and I want to talk about this swirling chatter about a possible Jason Morgan and Carly Spencer reunion on the ABC soap opera based on what we've seen and based on upcoming spoilers. So actress Laura Wright, who plays Carly, she weighed in on Jason's return and the future of Carly's love life, given her recent split from Jason's twin, Drew Kane. And shockingly, it doesn't sound like the actress thinks that a Jason Carly reunion will happen, at least not while a certain character is still around in Port Charles. We're going to dive into all this and unpack it for you, but if you have not, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our General Hospital updates. So it's not just Steve Burton, by the way, who's a new handsome face on General Hospital. We've got three blue-eyed hotties that are circling Carly, relatively new to the scene. Two of them are comebacks. They're all single, possibly ready to mingle with the proprietor of Bobby's Diner. First, Laura Wright talked about Charles Major, who plays John Brennan. And although we've not seen a lot of him lately, it does not look like he's wrapped his run on GH. We've also got Adam Harrington as recast John Jagger Cates, FBI agent extraordinaire. And it sounds like Laura Wright might have done chemistry tests with both of these actors from what I'm hearing. And she even acknowledged that she's intrigued by the idea of Carly getting with one of these two guys. So she said she could see Brennan, the guy running Pipeman, who is in Pentonville right now, as a possible match for her character. She said she could see Brennan as a great pairing for Carly, and she brought up Brennan's dynamic and his strength and said that she thinks he is someone who could, quote, handle Carly's antics. And she also said she really enjoys working with Charles Major, the actor who plays Brennan, but he's not the only hottie that actress Laura Wright talked about. She also thinks the new Jagger could be just the ticket for the diner owner. She said she loves Adam Harrington and called him incredible, and she's excited to see where it goes. But, you know, she didn't get specific about romantic possibilities, just that possibility is kind of floating out there in the ether. And now, of course, the big thing to talk about is Steve Burton's return and what looks like hints of a Jason Carly reunion based on everything we've seen so far and what the new writers may have in mind. After all, right as Jason was hitting town, they had Drew Kane call things quits with Carly because he didn't like that she was already blindly defending Jason and insisting he would never shoot Dante Falconeri. In fact, I personally think it's kind of dodgy the number of people in Port Chuck that aren't at least giving Jason the benefit of the doubt, because they should. So when the old head writers held the reins of the show, the return for Jason reportedly involved him running to Elizabeth Weber, who is a nurse, for treatment for his gunshot wound and some interaction with their son, Jake Weber. But apparently the powers that be at GH didn't want it to go that way, and Chris Van Etten and Dan O'Connor were fired, and we are now fully in the grip of material from the new co-head writing team of Patrick Mulcahy and Elizabeth Corte. The old writers are completely out of the credits now, so there should not be any residual scenes that they had scripted playing out anymore. Totally in the hands of the new writers. Whatever happens is on them. So I have heard that Elizabeth Corte is a big fan of Jason with Carly, but it doesn't sound like Laura Wright is anticipating a full-on reunion of Jason and Carly in terms of a romantic relationship like they briefly had when they married just before Sonny Corinthos came back from the dead, back from Nixon Falls. And it's very interesting that the actress is the one who's poo-pooing this reunion talk. So here's exactly what the actress said to Soap Digest, and I quote, "If Sonny is around, Jason and Carly aren't going to be together." So she, you know, said that she doesn't think Jason would trust Carly with Sonny still in the picture. And as far as we all know, Sonny is not going anywhere. And that means he does remain in the picture in Port Charles. So she seems to be shooting this reunion thing, you know, and blowing it out of the water just preemptively. She also said she doesn't feel like Jason and Carly can live in the same town as Sunny and function. However, she also said that the kind of feelings that Jason and Carly have for one another are terrifying for Carly because they run so deep and they are so protective of each other. So while the official General Hospital spoilers seem to be hinting that Jason could get back with Carly, the actress honestly doesn't seem enthused about it, just in terms of character development. I don't think it's anything against working closely with Steve Burton, because clearly, even if they don't have some kind of romantic relationship, they're probably going to still have that friendly, weird situationship where he prioritizes her over other women, which most other women shouldn't tolerate. But, you know, she has talked very excitedly about how happy she is to have Burton back on the set, them working together, hanging out behind the scenes. So I don't think it's anything against working with the actor in that way. She seems to just be talking about Carly as a character. So it also has me wondering, if Jason isn't getting back with Carly, what are they going to do with him romantically? Because surely they're not going to waste a hunk like Steve Burton, you know, without giving Jason a love life and a reason to be shirtless as often as possible. I mean, he put all that workout in, you know, he wants to show it off in the new tattoo and everything. And, you know, his ex Liz is involved with Dr. Finn, Medicine Man. His other ex, Sam, crazy in love with Dante, the guy he's accused of shooting. And even if Dante were to die, I don't see Sam running back to Jason's arms. I see a lot of people in the comments saying they wish GH would bring back Britt Westbourne, but I don't see that happening for many reasons. First is the fact that Kelly Tybod has completely moved on from General Hospital. She's very busy with primetime projects, movies, other projects. The second is that Britt was already dying of Huntington's, and then she fell prey to the hook killer and that toxic metal appendage. So she was going out either way. She was going to be dead either way. She is dead. Y'all just let it go. Britt's not coming back. So there's, of course, Nina Reeves, who's single, but I think people's heads would explode if she and Jason even had a hug that lasted too long. Although I could totally see Nina flirting with Jason to mess with Carly, but I also don't think, unless for some reason Jason and Carly wound up hating each other, I don't think he would put up being around Nina with her poking Carly and using him as bait. So I don't see that happening. And of course, there's Deputy Mayor Jordan Ashford. She's very much single, so she might be someone to consider. And it could always be the writers are going to put Jason with Carly anyway, and what Laura Wright said doesn't matter to them at all, because we know they write what they want to write. Although Laura Wright is rumored to be one of showrunner Frank Valentini's pet people that he likes to keep front and center. And that's why many episodes are Carly Hospital, in addition to now having Jason Hospital. And of course, most of the time we get Sunny Hospital. So now I think we're going to be getting Carly, Jason, Sunny Hospital. That's okay. As long as the writing is good, I'm okay with it. So what do you think about Laura Wright saying that as long as Sunny is in the picture, Carly and Jason will not be together? Do you still see it happening anyway? Or do you think that Jason running to her is just a sign that their old BFF relationship is going to be back in play, but there's no romance on the table? Let me know what you think. Drop your comments. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and definitely come back here to your number one most followed soap opera YouTube channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.